Kevin Hilly and the Wave Wake Up.
What a time on Friday night in Brooklyn, New York. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. They inducted some pretty amazing names in music. Journey, ELO, Yes, Pearl Jam, Tupac Shakur, and Joan Baez, and Nile Rodgers of Chic fame got a special award for musical excellence, but they all had their chance to shine, perform. Now, interestingly, the big rumor, of course, was Steve Perry going to reunite with his old Journey bandmates. He left the band in 1987, and there was some bad blood there about the way everything was handled. Of course, he had a pretty impressive solo career as well, but he has not performed with them in over 20 years, easily 20 years. So that was the big question. Is Steve Perry going? Well, guess what? Steve Perry was there, and he did speak to the crowd, but he did not perform with Journey. This is what he told the crowd. He had a lot of good stuff to say about the fans. Steve?
Now, speaking of fans, you're the one who put us here. And consistent devotion. You never have stopped. And from my heart, I must tell you, I've been gone a long time, I understand that, but I want you to know you've never not been in my heart. I want you to know that. And I love each and every one of you. Thank you so very much.
Steve Perry, there you go, giving love to the fans. And he looks good too, by the way, man. He looks good. By the way, the guy who now sings lead for Journey, Arnel Pineda, sounds amazingly like Steve Perry, and they did a bang-up job. ELO performed, they did Evil Woman, they did Mr. Blue Sky. I always loved ELO. Yes was incredible. I was always a big Yes fan, and John Anderson of Yes, lead vocalist of Yes, still has it. The guy is amazing. And Rick Wakeman, the keyboardist, he wades out into the crowd with his portable keyboard. He's walking around, and he had some deliciously inappropriate things to say during during his part of the acceptance speech, much of which I could not repeat. But if you want to see this, by the way, April 29th is when it will be broadcast. Now, if you knew where to look over the weekend, you could find it. I mean, there were spots on YouTube. There were people periscoping it. It was on Facebook Live. That's where I saw a lot of it, on Facebook Live. But HBO will be broadcasting this thing on April 29th, and you can see it all, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony. But it was pretty darn good stuff, man, let me tell you.
Kevin Hilly and the Wave Wake Up.